السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Kutba, and the topic is Proper Etiquette with Social Media. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Majestic, the Giver and the Provider of all provision. He is the one who has facilitated for us the means of societal connection and has tasked us to embody the best of characters in our interactions. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Inna min أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلس يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. Indeed, the dearest and nearest amongst you to me on the day of resurrection will be those who are the best in character. So brothers and sisters, we know that whoever wants to ascend in degrees and attain unto the companionship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise should be someone of good moral character. And this character should be something that is embodied at all times and in all circumstances. For this is what is meant by goodly character. And this is in accordance with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, اتق الله حيث ما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. He said, fear Allah wheresoever you are, and do good deeds after having done bad ones, for the former will wipe out the latter, and behave in the best of character towards the people. From that which leads to the embodiment and manifestation of goodly character is our taqwa, our consciousness of Allah, and our being conscious of His observing us and His complete knowledge with regards to us and how we deal with people, whether this be our interactions with people in the real world or the digital world using things like social media. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows that which deceives the eyes and what the breasts conceal. So a conscious person is one who adorns himself with moderation and chastity. He's someone who guards his eyes from that which is not appropriate, and is someone who purifies his limbs from that which is not permissible. Hence we find from the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. O Allah, I ask you for guidance, piety, self-control, and a freedom of need through you. So brothers and sisters, from the perfection of faith of ourselves is that we perfect our intelligence and we strive to make noble and perfected our character. And this means that we avoid interfering in that which does not concern us. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Min husn al-Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." From the beauty of a person's Islam is his keeping away or avoiding that which does not concern him. So, what does it mean to avoid that which does not concern us? It means to not communicate with others except in the best of ways, whether that be in reading or writing or otherwise. And to do so in a way that we know will be for our sa'ada, our happiness, on the day when each and every one of us will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our register of our deeds, and we will be taken into account thereon, i.e. in the Day of Judgment. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, it is we who bring the dead to life and record what they have put forth and what they left behind, and all things we have enumerated in what? Fi imamin mubin, in a clear register. So brothers and sisters, this is something that we have to be wary of. What are we putting forward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are we putting forward with regards to that day of judgment when we will be held accountable? As one of the poets said, and there never was a writer except that his writing will remain, even when his hands will have failed and by his side lay. So do not write with your hands anything except that which you would be pleased to have displayed on Judgment Day. So every word written forth that we send into this world, be it on social media or otherwise, it will be something that will be held accountable for. And the problem or the issue with social media is it's so easy to access, but before you know it, it's so difficult to retrieve back. Things can go viral, and the words that we've been written may be continually circulated, and we'll be held accountable if they are wrong words and if they are words that are impermissible. And so we should weigh ourselves up before we say anything, but especially weigh and take ourselves to account before we engage in social media or put anything out there. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That man does not utter any word except that with him is an observer who is prepared to record what's being said. So the diligent person of taqwa is the one who makes sure that before he puts anything down, publishes anything or writes anything, that it is something he will not regret. And it is something in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for him to put down. And so he pays attention to the accuracy in which he's transmitting information, the honesty of what he's quoting, and he takes into account the truth of the matter he's conveying, making sure that he's not spreading falsities and rumors. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبَ أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. That it is sufficient as a falsehood for a man to relate everything he hears. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who purify our souls. Make us from those who adhere to your way of taking ourselves to account and who engage in the best of means of communication. For all of technology is a means, and the one who is grateful is the one who uses them for good means. Good means such as communicating with our families. Good means such as being involved in education and spreading beneficial knowledge. Good means such as bringing happiness into people's hearts. And not means that will only be cause of pain and distress for us on the Day of Judgment. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those whose character and deeds are deemed by you as noble. O Allah, make us from those whom you love and are pleased with because of this nobility of their character. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who you love and make us from those who you love. And that is not something difficult for you. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.